New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas based on the famous theatrical books begun by the late Burns Mantle. Now edited by the distinguished drama critic of the New York Daily News, John Chapman. Mr. Chapman.
Good evening. Our play this evening, High Tor, is by Maxwell Anderson, who has appeared oftener than any other playwright in the Best Plays volumes. Scarcely a season goes by that Anderson doesn't have something running on Broadway, and his average of success is very high. High Tor was produced in 1937, a year when Anderson had three plays running. And in it, Burgess Meredith played a young man with the old Catskill Mountain name of Van Dorn. He's doing it again for us tonight. And our company will include Maureen Stapleton and Edgar Staley. Our opening scene is a rocky hilltop, Tor being the Dutch word for hill or mountain, overlooking the Tappan Zee of the majestic Hudson River.
The day is drawing toward evening. On the broad, flat, trap rock summit of a mountain called High Tor in the Hudson Highlands, an ancient Indian, wearing an old greatcoat thrown around him like a blanket, stands in the fading light of day and makes his prayer to the setting sun.
I make my prayer to you, the falling fire, bearing in mind the whisper in my ears from the Great Spirit, talking on the wind, whispering that a young race in its morning should pray to the rising sun. But a race that's old and dying should invoke the dying flames, eaten and gulfed by the sharp-toothed mountain west. A god that dies to live as we have died. My race of the red faces and old ways. I am fed and sheltered on this mountain where their hands are helpless. But I am old as my race is old. I shall go and lie and sleep, and I shall give you thanks, O God that died, that my last night is dark and long. I am tired.
John?
Good evening.
Going fishing tomorrow?
Well, there'll be a storm tonight. We could try the lake tomorrow.
Want to go with me?
If you'll be here at sunrise.
Fine, I'll be here.
May I go, Van?
No, you'll be asleep at sunup.
I'll set the clock and wake on time.
Oh, about that other matter, John. Had any luck so far?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, John, let me know in time.
I will. Good night.
Good night.
Who is it, Van?
Just an Indian.
I didn't know there were any Indians left.
Well, there's one. There's not much left of him, and he's the last around here.
He's hunting something?
He's looking for a place to make his grave, and he's kind of cautious about it. Folks get that way along toward the end, wanting their bones done up in some particular fashion.
Did he tell you this?
We got an understanding. When he feels it coming over him that he's going to die, he'll let me know, and I'll go dig him in so the crows and the foxes can't get at him.
You couldn't, Van, without a burial permit.
Well, I guess you could. This getting old and dying and crawling into the ground, that was invented back before the medical examiners and taxes and all that. The old boy's clean. He'll go right back to Earth.
But, Van, people can't die that way.
What's the good being wrapped in cellophane you don't keep anyway?
Why do you say such things? If I should die, you'd get a pine box.
Ah, if you should die, the old boy that drives the sun around up there, he'd unhitch, put the cattle out to grass, give it up. He'd plumb lose interest if you should die. Maybe I would myself. Fetch out the supper.
It's dinner, Van, not supper.
That's what I said, fetch out the dinner. When it gets a little darker, what black is pepper and what's green is parsley. Still, you can't be sure. It might be ants.
Should have wrapped these sandwiches in wax paper instead of this morning's Nanuet Herald.
Oh, I see.
Van, you shouldn't read at table.
My gosh. The Nanuet Bank's been robbed. Well, there's not enough money in Nanuet to buy their gas for a getaway. They took 25,000. How'd 25,000 get in Nanuet? It's against nature.
Didn't stay there long.
Federal money, that's it. Now you see it, now you don't.
They say it buys as much as if you earned it.
It's bad for the stomach, though, to live on humble pie.
I'd rather work.
Well, as I said, don't work if you don't feel like it. Anytime you want to move up in the hills, live with me. It's a bargain.
Then.
Why not? Well, we'll get married, if that's what you mean.
Then I want to talk to you seriously.
Listen, things get serious enough without setting out to do it.
Then this spring you had 3 weeks' work laying drywall. You could have had more, but you didn't take it. You're an expert mason.
I'm good at everything.
But you work 3 weeks in the year.
That's all I need.
And all the rest of the year you hunt or fish or sleep.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of fun.
Maybe for you.
Judith, you want me to take that job?
Oh, then why don't you?
What, porter in a hotel? Lugging up satchels, opening windows, maybe you get a dime. I'd choke to death.
I'd see you every day.
Yeah, I could see you in the mezzanine, taking dictation from the drummer boys. A woman can stand it, but if you're a man, I say it chokes you.
We can't live in your cabin and have no money.
You don't need money. All you need is a place to sleep and something to eat. I've never seen the time I couldn't find a meal on the mountain here. Rainbow trout, jugged hare, something in season right around the zodiac.
But if a man works hard and has ability, as you have, Van, he takes a place among men, saves his money, and gets to where he's safe and secure.
All right, suppose it's true. Suppose a man saves money all his life and works 40 years till he can say, I'm on Easy Street. Well, what's he do then?
Takes a vacation.
Well, I'm on vacation now. Why should I work 40 years to earn time off when I got it?
But you don't even seem to want money. You won't take it when they bring it to you.
When did they bring... Oh. You mean the Trap Rock Company? Wanting to buy Hightower? You know, they offered me
$700. $700?
And like I said, it's federal money. Stuff evaporates. Look, Judy. Look at there. It's a quarter mile straight down to the Tappan Zee from here. You can see 15 miles of river north and south. I grew up looking at it. Hudson came up that river just about 300 years ago, and he lost his ship right there in the Zee. And they say that the crew climbed up this tor to keep a lookout for the ship and never came back. Maybe the Indians got him. Anyway, on dark nights, before a storm, they say you sometimes see him.
Have you seen them?
Well, the Dutchman? Maybe I have. Can't be sure. It's pretty wild around here when it storms. That's when I like it best. Look at it now. Every night I come back here like the Indian to get a fill of it.
Van, look. Those men in here.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
Any houses around here?
You're off the beat, buddy. Never heard of any houses in this mountain.
Come on out. We're doing well if we're down the road before dark.
Look, Mac, maybe you can help us out. Are you familiar with this region at all?
I've been around here some.
Well, we're all afternoon hunting a fella named Van Dorn.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know where he lives?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You climb down the face of the cliff here, and you keep left along the ledge about 100 yards. Then you turn sharp left through a cleft up the ridge. You follow the trail about a half a mile, there you are.
Ben.
Why, a monkey couldn't go down there hanging on with four hands and a tail.
I always did want to get lost and spend the night up here in the hills.
You get lost, all right.
Well, thanks.
We'll try it back the other way. So long, Mac. See you around.
But they were looking for you. Why didn't you tell them who you were?
Well, they didn't ask about that.
But out of common courtesy.
You see, I know who they are.
Who are they?
Art J. Biggs, Jr., and Skimmerhorn, Judge Skimmerhorn.
Well, why not talk to them?
Well, we communicate by mail. I got a dozen letters stacked up from them. They're realtors, and they own the Trap Rock Company. And one of the Skimmerhorns, a probate judge, and he goes around condemning property when they want to make a rake off.
Well, if they're the Trap Rock men, you ought to talk to them. I'll call them.
No, wait a minute. I've got nothing to say to those two buzzards. Except I hope they break their necks.
You take a lot for granted. You think because I loved you once, that's the end. I'm finished.
Far from it.
Oh, yes. You think because a girl's been kissed, she stays kissed. And after that, the man does her thinking for her.
What do you want?
For you to sell High Tor. So we'll have something to start on. We could have it, only you won't.
I can't, Judy. That's the truth. I just can't.
We'll call it off then, between you and me.
Judy, this is the kind of night we've been in love most.
Yes, we could be in love. But that's not everything.
Well, just about. What else do we get?
I think I'd better go. It's getting dark.
You may have company. I think our friends are back.
Hey, Mac. Would you do something for us?
I don't know.
Could you take a paper round to Van Dorn and leave it with him?
A summons?
Well, it's a sort of notice. It's worth a dollar to me.
You'd be throwing away your money.
Oh, well, never mind that part of it. Will you do it?
You'll take a run and jump over the edge of the cliff and think things over on the way down before I serve any papers for you.
Hey, look, Mac, you'll get the tar kicked out of you one of these days.
If you gentlemen care to know, this is Mr. Van Dorn.
This is...
Oh. Well, in that case, forget it. You're the fellow we want to see. Listen, I don't know what to say, but you've got us all wrong. We want to buy this place.
You like the view?
Certainly is a view.
You wouldn't spoil it, would you? You wouldn't move in with $1 million worth of machinery and cut the guts out of the mountain, would you?
We always leave the front, the part you see from the river.
But you take all the law allows.
Well, we're in business.
Not with me. I own High Tor. My title's clear. My father left it to me.
Well, the truth is, your father should have employed a lawyer when he drew his will, because the instrument, as recorded, is faulty in many respects. It was brought before me in my capacity as probate judge at Leyden Town.
And in your capacity as second vice president of the Trap Rock Company, you shot it full of holes.
Sir, I keep my duties entirely separate.
Come on, Skimmerhorn. We'd better go before it's dark. It's bad enough sliding down that mountainside by daylight.
And there's something funny about the mountaintop. It draws fire. Every storm on the Tappan Zee climbs right up here and wraps itself around High Tor and blazes away at everything you got. Aeroplane beacons, steam shovels, anything newfangled. It smashed that beacon twice. It blew the fuses on your shovel and killed a man only last week. I got a premonition. Something might happen to you.
Is that a threat?
What's that?
Huh? That's nothing. That's just a section of the cliff down across the trail. I've been expecting it this last 2 years. You're stuck up here now.
What?
We'll find our way down.
Oh, sure. Only don't try that trail in the dark. You think High Tor is just so much raw material. You're wrong. A lot of stubborn men have died up here, and some of them don't sleep well. They come back and push things around these dark nights. Don't blame me if anything falls on you.
Now, let's get out of here, Biggs.
With you. I thought I saw another trail leading off this way.
Goodbye, Van.
Will you be up tomorrow?
No.
Better let me see you down.
Oh, no. I know the way. Stay here and guard your rock. You think so much of it.
Wait a minute. When'll I see you?
Never. We'll call it off. You haven't thought much about it, so you think I couldn't do it.
Wait a minute, Judy. I love you. I can't explain it. But these fellas that drive up and down the road in cars, they don't care where they live. But I have roots down here, roots right down in the rocks, so I don't know whether I'd live at all if I pulled up and left. I don't know what it's like anyplace else. Down there in the towns, they got 2 rooms and a bath. It's hard to breathe down there when you've lived up here in the hills.
I know how it is, Ben. We'll forget about it. You're in love with your mountain. Well, keep your mountain.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
The sun has set now, and on the summit of High Tor, the twilight haze reveals 3 misty figures. So faint, they might be figures in a dream, or ghosts. Or things imagined. One is a Dutch sea captain. Beside him sits a girl, and at their feet a sailor who appears to be asleep.
Asher, when you drink, there should be one on guard to watch the river, lest the ship come and pass. And we must haunt the dark another year.
I'll climb down and post the Zay any moment, Lisa. Just one more flagon of Holland's good gin to keep me warm. Are you content, Lisa?
When the ship returns and we have boarded her, and the wind scuds fair into the east, yes.
Be quiet, Lisa.
Have you forgotten how the cobble street comes down by cranks and turns upon the quay where the Anros set sail?
You were so much in love, you needs must come with me. You were so young that I was patient with you. But now day long, night long, you carp and quarrel. A carping wife.
We stay so long. Was there this ship at all? Was there a sailor city, Amsterdam? Will the ship return? And shall I then see the Netherlands once more?
Aye, there was a ship, and we wait here for her. But she's long away, somewhere upriver.
Asher, I'm afraid. For one thing I have known, and never told you, lest it be true, lest you be frightened too. Sometimes, in a morning, I see you in the light, and back of you, the gray rock, bright and hard, seen through figures of air, and you were but cloud-ripped walking, pierced by the light, translucent in the sun.
I know, and I have known it, now that you know it too. The land and sea about us on this dark side of the earth is thick with demons, heavy with enchantment, cutting us off from home.
Is it enchantment that cuts us off?
I cannot say. Yet I know that what we're to have, we shall have here. Years past, the demons of this air palsied our hands, fixed us upon one pinnacle of time, and on this pinnacle of stone. These new, strange men are like the gods. They work miracles. They have changed us. The life we keep is motionless as the center of a storm. Yet while we can, we keep it. While we can melt down the harness of the slow machines that hew the mountain from us. When it goes, we shall go too. They leave us this place, High Tor, and we shall have no other. I must leave you, Lisa.
No, Asher, I don't want to be alone.
Then wait, DeWitt. He should be sober now. Enough to keep you company.
DeWitt! DeWitt! Oh, wake up and talk to me.
What is it, Lisa?
Your captain's had too much to drink and left me here alone.
It's enough to drive a sailor man to drink, maroon somewhere on the hinder parts of the earth and degenerating hourly to the status of a flying Dutchman, half spook, half man. Why shouldn't we drink? A pewter flagon of Holland's gin puts manhood into the remnants and gives a sailor courage to look out on these fanciful new devils that ride sea, land, and air on a puff of blue smoke.
It's not too late.
Lisa, little heart. The devils are too much for us.
Are we to wait till all the color steals from flower and cloud before our eyes? Till a wind out of the morning from the Tappan Zee lift us? We are so light. For all our crying, and all we are becomes a voiceless cry heard on the wind.
Aye. We'll see the time if they continue to work on us, when we'll be apparent in a strong light only by the gin contained in our interior piping. You tremble, little Lisa, and you weep. But look now. There's a remedy I've had in mind. Fall in love with one of them. Fall in love with one of these same strange New World magicians. I shall choose me out of one of their female mermaid witches and set my heart on her and become a man again.
I gave my love long ago, and it's no help. I love enough with Asher.
Aye, but he's in a worse case than you are, the captain. Saving his captaincy, there's not enough belief in him to produce half a tear and a passion of sobbing. We can't go on forever. Here on these spellbound rocks, drawing up water, time passed. The well growing deeper and the water lower. Till there be none.
On the other side of the mountain, at the edge of his property, Van is examining a gaping hole in the earth made by the workmen during the day. Jutting over onto his side of the mountain is the huge scoop of a steam shovel. He's in the act of reaching for the control cable to swing the shovel away from his side of the line when the trap rock men come upon him.
The steam shovel seems alive. It's creeping towards High Tor even when there's no one at the controls.
Hey! What are you doing with that shovel?
Did you know you're trespassing? Also, when a man owns land, he owns the air above it. That means this shovel of yours is also trespassing.
We'll have that moved tomorrow, Mr. Van Dorn. Somebody's made a miscue and left it hanging over the line.
And by the way, that trail's gone out completely, Mr. Van Dorn.
Oh.
Well, there's a 50-foot sheer drop there now where it was. Now, we've got to get off. If you can think of any way to manage it.
I'm not worrying about it. Spend the night. There's no charge.
Well, the truth is that I have to be in court early tomorrow, and a man needs his sleep.
How? Oh. You afraid you'd doze off on the bench and somebody else might take a trick? Oh, you'd wake up before they got far with anything. The Skimmerhorns are automatic that way.
You don't know any other trail down?
I showed you the one I knew. Both turned green looking at it. It's too dark to find your way down there now. Why don't you go to bed in the scoop there? I wish you pleasant dreams.
Oh, I think I'll swear out a warrant for that squirt. He's too independent by half.
On what ground?
Well, he threatened us, didn't he?
And where'll that get us?
It might be easier to talk to in jail.
What are you grousing about?
Because I want my dinner. Because I'm tired of taking 40% and giving you 60 on all the side bets. I want half.
You're more likely to get your dinner. You're overpaid already.
The will's perfectly good. I could find holes in it, but I probated plenty, much the same.
What of it?
Well, a judge has some conscience, you know. When he sets a precedent, he likes to stick to it.
I never knew your conscience to operate except on a cash basis. You want half?
Yes, I want half.
Well, you don't get it. Any other judge I put in there would work for nothing but the salary and glad of the job. You take a 40% cut and howl for more. The woods are full of shyster lawyers looking for probate judgeships. And I'll slip one in at Leydentown next election.
Oh, no, you won't, Otto. Oh, no, you won't. You wouldn't do that to an old friend like me, because if you did, think what I'd do to an old friend like you.
Well, maybe I wouldn't. Not if you're reasonable. Oh, look, what's the difference between 40% and 50%? Practically nothing.
Well, then why don't you give it to me?
Because... try and get it.
Oh, darn it, I'm hungry. I ought to telephone to my wife, too.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, maybe it's fun for you. Nothing to eat, no place to sleep, cold as Greenland, black as the Tophet, and a storm coming up. Only I'm not used to it.
You're pulling down 40% of $22,000 for the night's work. I say it's worth it.
Oh, do you think we could slide down one of those steam shovel cables?
Maybe you could, you wizened louse, but not me.
Tub of lard like you ought to be able to roll down, no harm done. Coming?
It's worth a try, sure.
I gotta stop. I got no wind. I can't go on.
Okay, we'll stop a minute.
We'll get 400 years for holding up that bank.
What'd you want to wreck the car for, Ruckus?
Want to get caught with the stuff on you?
We'll get 400 years for this.
Shut up.
You didn't need to wreck the car, though.
Did you hear the trooper slam on the brakes when he went by? You'd be wearing bracelets right now if I hadn't dumped the old crate over the embankment.
What I want to know is where we go from here.
Down the other side and pick up a car.
We'll get 400 years for this.
What do you think you are, a chorus? Go on back to St. Thomas and sing it to the priest.
About as much help as a flat tire.
I never wanted to be in it. I was only lookout. You're both witness to that.
What good do you think that does you, you poor fish? Brace up and take it like a man. There's $25,000 in that bag, and some of it's yours.
Well, how do you know it's $25,000?
The Orangeburg payroll.
Dope! Elkus! It's Judge Skimmerhorn!
What?
Where?
There. Coming round the rocks. Judge Skimmerhorn of Leydentown.
Does he know you?
Sure he knows me.
Well, we're out climbing, see? Hikers, see? On a picnic.
Hello!
How are you?
Out walking?
That's right. Climbed up on a bed.
Well, isn't this, Buddy?
Oh, yes, sir. Evening, Judge.
Well, you're a long way from home.
Yes, sir.
I think you could show us a way down. We're stuck up here.
There's a patch down the cliff. Yes, sir.
No, thanks. I saw that once. Are you going to camp here?
Oh, might as well, sure.
Listen, Buddy, you're young and ambitious. Would you do something for me if you got well paid?
I guess so, Judge.
Well, now, we're done in traipsing around the rocks. Would you climb down the tower and go to have a straw and to telephone my wife that I can't come home?
I guess so. Wouldn't I, Elkis?
Yeah, up to you.
And while you're there, will you bring us a dozen sandwiches and some beer?
Yes, sir. Right away.
Wait a minute, Buddy. We'll all go. Come on, Dope.
I'm going to try to get some sleep.
Yeah, might be less drafty if we crawled into the bucket of the steam shovel.
Hey, now you're earning your 40%, you skinflint.
Mm-hmm.
But if you snore, I'll have you disbarred.
You look like a sack of lard with a string round the middle. Look, where the deuce am I supposed to put my hip bone?
You juggle your own hip bone, Skinny.
Now go to sleep.
Wish you thought I could. Wake me early, Mother dear, for I'm to be Queen of the May.
Shut up.
It's crazy going on in this dark.
Hey, you're making sense for once, Dope. We'll stop a while and get our bearings.
I don't see where you had to go and leave the satchel there.
I tell you, it's nicely hid. I stuffed it up against that log we sat on.
What are we going to do?
As soon as they're asleep, we'll sneak back there and take the satchel and get down off this mountain somehow.
I wish we'd never started this. We'll get 400 years of peace when the troopers get here.
Shut up, and I'll not say it again. We'll rest a while. When they're sound asleep, we'll go back up and take what's ours.
Skimmerhorn.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey. Oh, what's the matter?
Have you been to sleep?
I've even had a dream.
I'll do you one better. I had a dream and I'll swear I wasn't asleep. It's a lack of food that gave me such a hallucination.
What'd you see?
An old Dutch sailor dressed in pantaloons and a big hat.
Huh?
He came out of nowhere, transparent as a ghost.
And went over to that log, picked up a satchel filled with money.
Do you see what I see?
A figure of fun sitting right over there.
You see it, too?
Yeah, I see it. I threw it, but it can't be real.
Hey, you there? What do you want?
I want to buy a boat.
Oh, you've come to the wrong shop, sailor. I'm in the real estate business. It's a long mile down to sea level.
You have no boats?
No boats.
And you have no boats?
No, stranger, no boats.
Then a great plague on both of you and take this stuff. It's no good to me unless there's a boat to sell. What chance is an honest man against such beasts? Both telling you the same day.
Did you see what I saw?
Not if you saw what I saw. What I saw wasn't possible. Did you fake that thing?
Fake it? I saw it.
Yet this satchel's real enough. Look.
Money. Fives and tens.
Well, bless the poor little Dutchman's heart. Always before I've had to work for money, I steal it. Never till tonight have I been walked up to by a little man in a big hat, fetching it to me in a package.
Wait a minute. Look here on this envelope. You know what money this is?
No.
Came out of the Nanuet Bank.
Well, if that little guy's a bank robber, he's certainly careless with the proceeds.
Maybe we ought to give it back. Think so?
I'd be marked bills.
No, it's not. I was talking with the president of the bank on the phone. Made up for payroll. No marks in any of it.
President of the bank, a friend of yours?
In a way. Oh, he's gypped me a couple of times, same as you would. He wouldn't lose anything. The money never got back. He's insured, you see.
Let's count it. It said $25,000 on the paper.
You know, nobody in the world would ever know who had it.
No, they wouldn't.
What do you say?
I say 50-50.
Skimmerhorn, if I hadn't been in business with you for 20 years, I'd say you were a crook. But go on, take it. 50-50 on this one deal.
Agreed. Now let's count the stuff and divide it up.
Do you hear my voice?
Yes, lady.
Do you see me in the light as I see you?
Yes.
You are one of those the earth bears now. The quick, fierce wizard men. You've come to drive machines through the White Rock's heart.
Not me. I hate them all like poison.
You're against them? The machines?
They'd like to smash the lot and the men that own them.
I wish I knew how to make you friends. I've seen you. I know you. You are kind.
Tell me your name.
It's Lisa. Or used to be.
Not now?
I'm weary of it. And all things that I've been. You have a lover? She'll be angry?
She's angry now. She's off and gone. She won't come back.
Love me a little? Enough to save me from the dark.
I've seen you on the hills moving with shadows. But you're not shadow.
No. Could one live and be a shadow?
Take my hand.
No. I dare not. It's your race that thins our blood. Never put out your hand to touch me. Let some magic in your blood reach me and I'd be nothing. Oh, but I know you to be kind. So, take my hand.
You're cold.
Yes.
Well, here on the Tor, the sun beats down like murder all day long. And the wind comes up like murder in the night. I'm cold myself.
Keep my hand and tell me. In these new times, are all men shadow? Are all men lost?
Well, sometimes I stand here at night and look out over the river when the fog covers the lights. And then if it's dark enough, and I can't see my hands or where the rock leaves off against the cloud, and I'm alone, then, well, I'm darned if I know who I am staring out into that black. Maybe I'm cloud and maybe I'm dust. I might be as old as time. I like to think I knew.
Then it's the same for you. Here on this verge where your life dips in dusk and my gray days lift to the light a moment, we walk here. And our eyes meet.
Your hands are warm now.
I'm not cold now. For an instant, I'm not cold. It's that the light I feel come flooding back to me. Light or their charms broken here, seeing your face. Let me stand here and see you.
Oh, when do the workmen come to work in the morning?
They won't come to work tomorrow.
What?
They can't do any more until we buy this land.
Well, that's fine. That's just dandy.
You know, you'd murder me for what I've got in my pockets.
You thought at first.
Just the same, I wouldn't feel right if you were standing behind me with a rock in your hand.
You wouldn't.
No. At the moment, I wouldn't like to think anybody was creeping up behind me. By Beelzebub. There is somebody behind me.
What makes you think so?
I just feel it.
Huh?
Turn around, will you? Take a look.
No, I will not. You got me worried. Unless I'm getting lightheaded for lack of food.
Go on, turn around and face it like a man.
But there's nothing there.
Then turn and look, and then tell me nothing's there.
All right. No?
No.
Yeah. Oh. How do you do? One with a hat. Do you see him, too?
If you want the money back, you can have it, you know.
We don't want the money.
Anything we can do, you know, we'd be glad to do. We're just trying to get down off this mountain.
We'd gladly give the money back.
You know what it is, Art? It's a moving picture company.
Huh?
And they got the laugh on us, thinking they're real. Oh, it's all right, boys. We're on to you.
Say, I guess that's so. Was that the moving picture money you gave us?
Huh?
Well, we thought it was real. That's a good one. I guess you must have thought we were pretty funny backing up that way and jumping around. You had a scared step. Isn't that funny, Skipper?
Yeah, it's funny, all right. Yeah, just the same, I wish they'd say something.
What's he mean, motioning that way?
Seems to me he wants us to go back into the steam shovel bucket.
I'll try anything once. Maybe they can swing it across the gorge there and put us down on the other side.
Yeah, well, wait for me.
Take it easy now, you fellas. Hoist one ready.
They're going to hoist us up a hand.
You might haul us up there and not be able to get us down, you know. It's mighty friendly of you to try it, but you'll have your work cut out.
Yeah, make it snappy, boys, and give me the megrims to look down this way.
Hey, don't rock the boat, you fool. We're hanging out over the gorge now. It's 1,000 miles straight down.
I'm going to be sick.
Hey, you better take us down, fellas. It's no good. We can't make it.
I am sick.
Hey, you wouldn't leave us up here, would you? Hey, listen. You can have that money back, you know. We don't want the money. A joke's a joke, after all, but this thing might let go any minute. Skimmerhorn,
they've gone away.
I'm sick.
You'll be sicker before you're out of this mess. What do you think they meant by hauling us up here and leaving us?
I don't know. I'm sick.
Well, keep it to yourself.
Wish I thought I could.
Help, somebody! Help! We're stuck up here!
Oh, what good's that gonna do?
Storm.
That's nice. There's no lightning, but the flame, you can count your money.
That's a good idea. I think it will.
Fine as you really are. Put your money away before you get it wet.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
You know, that lightning's hitting pretty close.
What?
The lightning, you fool, is going to hit us.
60, 70, 80, 90.
Will you stop it? That lightning's coming closer every minute. Big Jim. Know any prayers?
100, 110, 120. What?
Do you know any prayers?
Oh, no, I know one.
Say it, will you?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, bless the bed that I lie on. 190.
That's not much good, that one.
It's the only one I know.
You know we're going to die here.
It's 200. We're going to what?
Will you quit counting your money? We're going to be killed. We're going to die right here in our own steam shovel. God, I never did this before, and I don't know how, but keep me safe here, and I'll be a better man. I'll put candles on the altar. Yes, and I'll get that Spring Valley Church fixed up, the one that's falling down. I can do a lot for you if you let me live, oh, God.
Oh, God. You wouldn't do a thing like that? Hang us up in our own steam shovel, wet through, and then strike us with lightning? Oh, God, you've been kind to us tonight. And giving us things we never expected to get so easy. Don't spoil it now.
Say a prayer, you know. Pray it.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, bless the bed that I lie on.
Why did you tell God you're giving the money back?
Because I won't. You won't either.
Now you've done it. Can't keep anything to yourself. There's such a thing as being politic, even when you're talking with God Almighty. Matthew, Mark.
In a moment, Act Two of High Tor, starring Burgess Meredith and Maureen Stapleton. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Now, Act Two of the Best Plays production of High Tor, starring Burgess Meredith and Maureen Stapleton.
The storm has passed now, and quiet has settled over the peaks of High Tor. But if the mountain is at rest, the people who inhabit it are not. The two Trap Rock men are still trapped in the scoop of the steam shovel. The bank robbers are still at large. And above the river, gray, misty figures search the water for boats. Along the trail leading to the steam shovel, there's movement. And Van and Lisa step out of the shadows.
Right over there, my land begins. And that's their shovel hanging across my line.
When the wizards come to tear the mountain down, I'll have no place.
They won't get our mountains. Now that I have to shoot them as they come. The mountain's mine. Well, these fellas you call wizards, they're all asleep and the power's turned off. And even if they were all awake, they can't hurt us, Lisa. Right over there, my line begins, and they have nothing to say this side of that line. We'll give it a wide berth if it frightens.
Hey, Van Dorn!
It came from up there.
From the bucket of the steam shovel. It's impossible.
Van Dorn?
What are you doing in that roost, you birds? You building a nest?
We can't get down.
That's too good to be true. You see those two, Lisa, there up in that scoop?
That's pitiful. Shouldn't you help them?
No. Since time began, there haven't been two scoundrels that deserved a hoisting like those two. In their own machine, that makes it perfect.
Tell you what, Van Dorn, I'll let you have the validation if you help me down.
That means my title's clear?
Sure.
Only you'd cancel it when you got home.
Oh, tell you the truth, I couldn't. Not if you had the paper.
What? All right, toss it over. I'd like to see it.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Well, now you've got it. How's 5,000 sound? Settle for it and let us down on the bargain, huh?
I'm not going to let you down, and I'm not going to sell. I'm just going to take a walk.
Oh, Van Dorn, you wouldn't do that. You'd just leave us here.
You watch me if you don't think so. Sweet dreams. It's almost morning.
How do you know?
Well, see that star? That heavy red star back in the west? When that goes down, then look for the morning star across Long Island Sound. And after that, the lights dim down in the gray.
When did you part from Judith? Tell me.
Last evening. It seems longer.
You loved her very much?
Yes.
I loved someone, too. I love him still.
No, you're mine now.
You see the great gulf that lies between the heavy red star down the west and the star that comes with morning? It's a long way. There's that much lies between us.
Not for me.
You're nodding. Are you weary?
Well, the truth is I sometimes sleep at night.
Put your head down. I'll hold you. Now I wish that I could sing to make you sleep. Somehow they're all forgotten, the old songs. Tell me how old you are before you go to sleep.
Lying here now, there's not much logic in arithmetic. 5 or 6, maybe. 5 or 6,000, maybe. When I'm awake, I'm 23.
No more?
No more.
Have I been enchanted here by the Trap Rock men who hold wrecked mariners forever in a deep spell?
The Trap Rock men? They're no more wizards than I am. They buy and sell, and when they've had their fill, they die like the rest of us.
But they laid spells about us.
There are no wizards. There are no spells. Just men and women and money and the earth the way it always was.
Can it be that men die and carry thence no memory of death? Only this curious lightness of the hands, not gray, not lined, not stricken down, but stand forever on the moving air? An echo and an image, drifting among men till one by one, forgotten, we lose our hold and go?
I love it when you speak, Lisa.
And I love you. But I am dead. Sleep, sweet. When you wake, we shall have parted. You will have a world, but I'll have none.
Ben! Ben!
You are Judith.
Yes.
The lad's asleep. But when he wakes, you'll have him back.
Do you dispose of him just as you please?
It's not what I please. It's what will happen.
Why are you crying?
Am I crying? Well, they're not for him, nor you, these tears. Something far away summons my tears. Not love or longing.
Only when he wakes, love him a little better for your sake. For your sake only.
Knowing how bitterly I cried for times past and things done.
You're strange. I'm afraid of you.
Afraid? Of tears and voice out of long ago? It's all I have.
No. No, I'm not afraid. Only for him. I've done my crying, too. Shall I come back?
Don't wake him now. Come back at dawn. You'll find him here, alone.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Lisa!
Lisa, the ship's on the river. Quick, there's haste. She must catch the tide downstream.
Hush! You'll wake him.
But look, across the sea. The Unrest's in and waiting for us.
Oh, you say it, Asher, only to comfort me. There is no ship. Only a phantom haunting down the day as we still haunt the heights.
Look. Look for yourself. The Unrest. Look, Lisa.
Yes. I see it now.
Will you come?
Why would I stay? Why would I go? Or go or stay, we're phantoms still.
Come, Lisa, come. We must go quickly.
Yes, it's better that I go.
Lisa.
I must leave you.
What? Where must you go?
The Unrest on the river, and we must catch the tide.
You leave me?
Yes, I must leave you.
Give me your hand again. Let me go with you.
Oh.
Any world you have, I'll make it mine.
The world I have is a wraith of yesterday's burnt out and cold. And you must live today. Play now with fire while fire will burn. Bend down the bough and eat before the fruit falls. For there comes a time when the great sunlit pattern of the earth makes life an image underwater. Darkens, dims, and the clearest voice that we knew are sunken bells. Dead. Sullen under sea, receding.
Lisa!
Think of me sometime.
Lisa. Lisa!
This is your age. Your dawn, your life to live. The morning light strikes through us, and the wind that follows after rain tugs at our sails. And so, we go!
There is a ship. The canvas casts no shadow. The light sifts through the spars. A moonlight rig, no doubt, they call it. It's gone. There's no ship. No, just voices down the wind. Why, then, they were all mist. A fog that hangs along the crevices of hills. A kind of memory of things that you read in books. Things that you thought you'd forgotten. But she was here. She was real. But she was cloud and gone. And the hills are barren. Of her. God knows where ghosts leave off and we begin. God knows where we leave off and ghosts begin. Well, maybe we're all the same.
These ghosts of Dutchmen and one last hunter clinging to my land the way they clung to her. Remembering how they tried to hold an age back with their hands. How they tried to hold an age back with their hands.
Biggs. Biggs, wake up. Look. Look down there. It's a trooper. And my uncle.
Patsy! Hello!
Hey, you boys had the wives worried down in Leydentown. Been looking for you all night. There they are, Mr. Skimmerhorn, up there in the bucket of that steam shovel.
Well, the next time you two go on a bat and spend the night up a tree, you can stay there and sober up.
We haven't been drinking.
We didn't even have a drink of water.
I believe that. Now tell me what you were doing last night. Did you see Van Dorn?
Sure, we saw him. He told us no.
I suppose that took all night.
Well, you see, first we tried to negotiate with him.
He wouldn't take the money?
That's right. Well, we couldn't get down off the mountain, so some sailors offered to let us down in this thing.
Sailors? Up here?
Yeah, funny people in big hats.
Yeah. And the elephant, the snake? Oh, is he coming down the mountain now?
Yes, that's Van Dorn. Now, you negotiate with him yourself.
Mr. Van Dorn, I may be Skimmerhorn, president of the Igneous Trap Rod.
Are those friends of yours hoisted up there?
One's a nephew, one's a partner.
Will you swing them back on your own property?
Mr. Van Dorn, there may have been some misunderstanding. Now, these two are hardly in a condition to negotiate. I can offer you a fair price for your land. If you don't take it, well, we may have to push you a little.
He's got the validation papers.
You gave him the validation papers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Dorn, will you take $25,000?
No.
Will you take $50,000?
No. Excuse me. I'm going fishing with that Indian there.
Ready, Van?
Look, Mr. Van Dorn, you know the saying, every man has his price. Set a figure.
I'm not thinking of prices. I don't want to sell. $50,000 is too much money for me.
We'll give you less.
I don't want less or more. It's not a matter of money. I want Hightower back the way it was before you came here. I won't get that. I know what kind of a fool I look to all of you, all but old John here. But I'll be a fool along with John and keep my own before I let you have an inch. John, $50,000 of this old hilltop. Is it worth keeping?
No.
No.
Gone already. Not worth keeping.
I thought you'd say it was. I counted on you to be my friend in this.
It's an old question. One I heard often talked around the fire when the Hills and I were younger. Then, as now, the young braves were for keeping what was ours, whatever it cost in blood. And they did try. But when they paid their blood and still must sell, the price was always less than it was before their blood was paid.
Am I like that? Trying to hold an age back?
That's a smart Indian. Little pessimistic about the aims of civilization, but smart anyway. What do you say, Van Dorn?
Hey, Patsy!
Yeah?
Help me keep an eye on these guys, will you? I got a confession out of them on the Landguard bank robbery. They say the money's up here.
We left it in a satchel.
There's the satchel, all right, but it's empty.
This looks like a stall, you guys. You buried it.
Didn't keep a cent, officer. Somebody up here got it.
Yeah? Who?
Last time I saw it, just those two birds were around.
You know who they are. That's Judge Skimmerhorn of the probate court and Arthur Biggs of the Trap Rock Company.
Well, they were with it last I saw of it, whoever they are.
Well, Budge, we might as well trundle the eggs to jail. Whoever got the stuff is gone.
Aren't you going to help the boys down before you go?
Sure, that's what we came up for.
Oh, don't bother. We'll get down.
There's no hurry. We'll be all right. You take care of your prisoners.
Might as well lend a hand while we're here. Here you come. Up you go.
Oh.
Can't you stand up, Judge?
I guess my legs are going to sleep.
Here's the hand. There you are.
Hey, officer. Ask the judge if he put on any weight during the night.
Oh, you mean because my pocket's buzzed? No, those are the sandwiches.
Wouldn't be money, could it?
Well, as a matter of fact, some of it is. We were carrying cash to pay Van Dorn for his farm.
And it wouldn't have the Orangeburg payroll stamp on it, would it?
Of course not.
It wouldn't hurt, though, to take a look. Let's see the money.
Here.
Mr. Biggs, I'll have to take this money. It does have the Orangeburg payroll stamp on it.
Well, there must be some mistake. They must have got the money mixed at the bank.
Sure. Well, if that's all, we can easy check on that.
Are you under the impression that we robbed the bank?
Well, here's the money, and you've got to explain it somehow. If you can't explain it, I guess we'll have to put you both under arrest.
I'd rather be under arrest than try to explain it.
I'd like to keep this out of papers if possible, Patsy. It might be very embarrassing. You see, I have political enemies.
Always ready to think the worst of a man in print, too.
Well, I never knew these boys to rob a bank before.
Oh, no.
I don't blame me for not doing business with them, Van Dorn. Whenever you make up your mind to sell, come down to Leyden Town and get your money. I'll be waiting for you.
Van.
Judith. I knew you'd come back.
I came to tell you that I was wrong. I mean about the land. Your way was best. I think it always would be.
Judith.
I'm sorry I went. I'm sorry all this happened. I came to say, if only I could keep you, you should keep the tour, or what you wish.
John. John, you tell me. Shall I keep the tour?
Let them have this little hill and find your peace beyond. For there's no hill with a man's peace while he may live and find it.
Live and find it.
Huh?
He may be right. God knows they haven't left me much of it. Look at the jagged cut the quarries make down to the south. And the crusher dumps road rock into the barges all day long, sometimes half the night. And their shovel hangs across my line, ready to gouge the peak we're standing on. And I've been here like a wasp that tries to build a nest above your door. And when you brush it down, he builds again. And then when you brush it down, he builds again. And then in the end, you get him. I'll sell. If I go, will you go with me, Judith?
Yes, I'll come.
Shall we go?
Well, wait a minute. One last look at the rock. Think of the gouge they'll make across these hills. Well, let them come. We won't be here.
And there's another comfort. There's nothing built and nothing that will be built by these men. Quarries, machines, or steelwork in the sky that will not make good ruins.
This will be ruins?
When the race is gone, or look aside only a little while, the white stone darkens, the wounds close, the roof falls, and the walls give way to rains. Nothing is built by man, but makes, in the end, good ruins.
Well, that's something. But I can hardly wait.